Here, the inquest into the Stardust fire is set to enter a new phase as the families of the victims are due to complete their pen portrait tributes today. The proceedings, which began late last month, will soon begin hearing evidence, and the inquiry expected to call more than 300 witnesses. This morning, a brother of Brendan O'Mara, who died after the fire, told the inquest that he suffered from survivor's guilt. For more, let's talk to our inquest reporter, Conor Hunt, who joins me. Conor, what more can you tell us about the proceedings this morning as this pen portrait stage of the inquiry comes towards a conclusion?
Well, after 15 days of hearings now, Brian, which have stretched over 4 weeks, the families of all 48 victims of the 1981 fire have now concluded the initial testimony. This was the pen portrait phase where the families of those who died paid tribute to them and told the jury the type of person they were. Now, speaking to many of the families down here, it's clear that this was important to them. They've said that they didn't want their victims, their loved ones, to be regarded just as numbers. And while every story you heard here was unique, it was clear that there were some common themes running throughout these pen portraits. Each of the families spoke about the initial shock of the night, the frantic search, the confusion over identifying the dead, and they also spoke about the impact the loss had on family members, some of whom, as you say, were there in the Stardust that night. They spoke of survivor's guilt. Today we heard from the last of the families, the relatives of John Stout, who was 18, Brendan O'Mara, who was 23, Margaret Thornton, 19, and Murty Kavanagh, who was 27. Margaret and Murty were going out at the time. They went to the Stardust together that night. Both died. This has been the first time pen portraits have been used in inquests here. It was an idea borrowed from the Hillsborough and Ballymurphy inquests. And we've been speaking to the campaigner, Antoinette Keegan. She herself lost two sisters in the fire, Mary and Martina, and she was there that night too. But we asked her a bit earlier just what she made of this pen portrait process.
It's been a roller coaster of high emotions, very sad, listening to all the families, and I actually commend them and congratulate them. They've done a fantastic job portraying their loved ones. Very, very sad, but at least people know who they were, and they were real people. Like, after 42 years, we were able to at last talk about our loved ones and give them a profile of what they were, real people. And it's like the world now knows, right, that these weren't just numbers, they were real people, because for 42 years, right, they remained as they were bagged and tagged with numbers.
Antoinette Keegan. Conor, the inquest now moves into its next phase. What can you tell us about that?
Well, on day one of this inquest, the coroner, Dr. Myra Cullinan, said the victims will be central to the proceedings. And so far, it seems that has been the case. We're now, though, as you say, entering a new phase of the proceedings, a more inquisitorial part. It's expected the inquest will sit next week. The coroner will make some remarks. It's expected the agreed facts will then be put on record for the jury. Now, that's all to be confirmed, by the way. Proceedings, we think, then will pause until early June. And we could then start hearing from witnesses, including those who were working at the Stardust that night. We expect to hear from survivors too, and also members of the emergency services who attended the scene. No doubt that this will be a long process, though. As you say, over 300 witnesses are expected to be called. This inquest in totality could take around 6 months, but for now, this first part, this pen portrait part, has come to an end.
Very good, Conor. Thank you very much for that.